And we're back with What Do You Think program for this Wednesday. And I have Cheryl and Jesse here from the Michigan, GST Michigan Works. How are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having us back.
I'm excited to have you back, find out what's new and upcoming, and see what you still have going on for this next month.
Absolutely. Well, we're happy to be here. We're in full swing. Everybody's back to school, and a lot of times for us, that means back to school and back to work. So we'll have, you know, parents who are happy to have their little ones back in the care of the schools, and now they're looking for, you know, what else they can do. And we're heading into an interesting seasonal time of the year for employment in our area. So, you know, Cheryl, you want to talk a little bit about what we've got coming up here? I know in September we've got some computer basics.
We have the marketing manager from Bayport State Bank is coming in and doing a financial freedom series with us. So she just completed one part, and so she's going to be coming back on September 8th and from 10 to 11, and she's going to talk about lending. So it's going to be all about lending. And she started out with credit, understanding credit, and the next one is on lending, and the third one is a mystery, so I'm not sure, but it's going to have to do with principles of banking, and so she is really good, and she's a wealth of information.
That's awesome.
So that's going to be helpful, I think, for people. And and then in October, we are doing another event with our virtual reality headsets. So anyone who would like to explore, if anyone just wants to have fun with the headsets, you know, doing different occupations, and you know, you get to explore. I don't know how many we have, but we've got 9 industries represented. And so they can do anything from assisting in a knee replacement surgery. They can go up on a lineman and repair or restore power to a whole town.
Jesse's all about that.
Yeah.
Not for me.
And so, you know, there's any number of things, several different industries that they can do in manufacturing, construction, and STEM. And so there's a lot of different things they can do with that. So we're going to be doing that on, let's see, what's my date here? October 6th from 9 to 11. They do need to sign up for that so that we can, they're in half hour increments. And so just give us a call at 989-269-2311. And we'll get them on the schedule. The next one after that in October is October 20th, and that's going to be a precursor to an event that we're going to do on November 3rd, which I'm excited about. So that's going to be a build a resume workshop. So I'm going to present the information in the first hour. In the second hour, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have them on laptops, and then you know, we're going to work together, and they can create and update their own resumes, and we can print up to 10 copies, you know, so for each person. So if they need to print them, they can, and then they'll be ready to go on November 3rd, we have a guest speaker from Bay City coming in, Amber Haig, and she's a founder and recruiter of Talent Stacked in Bay City, and she will join us, and she will do a two-hour workshop on LinkedIn, because 72 to 95% of employers use the LinkedIn platform to vet and to find their candidates. And so, so that's an important one that people don't realize. And then that's also a way that they can network. And so, you know, networking is so important these days in finding a job. And she's going to present again for the first hour. Second hour, they will be creating their LinkedIn profile, and then they're going to start to build their network and learn how to engage on LinkedIn.
I'm one of those who would benefit because I'm guilty. I've got a LinkedIn account. I don't know as I could log in because I don't remember how.
Yep.
So it tells you how often I use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
what a great resource.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that is from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And also, the other part of that is we recommend that they bring their resume. So hence, if they attend the resume workshop, they'll have that ready. And but bring their resume. If they don't have a resume, that's okay. It just makes it a little bit easier in creating the account.
Right.
And then we're hoping to find a amateur photographer that can do professional headshot photos. So if they have a professional photo, they can bring that in. If they don't, we can take it at the center and we can upload that to their LinkedIn profile, so it will be ready to go at the end of that workshop.
You know, somebody who might be able to help you, and if they're listening, they know who they are, so get ready. I'm going to call a favor in.
Okay. All right.
See, look at that. We're networking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and something that Cheryl and I were talking about with the LinkedIn workshop, too, is a lot of times we'll hear people say, well, do employers really look at that? And, you know, some areas LinkedIn isn't as prevalent as it is in others. I will say it's not uncommon for an employer to Google a person's name when they've applied. And so you would probably rather have it be your LinkedIn profile. That's the first thing that comes up at the top of that, so that the first thing they can click on is, you know, your professional experience, you know, rather than maybe your Facebook page that, you know, you maybe haven't come to one of our workshops about how to make sure you've got your privacy settings set the way that you want them to be, so all your business isn't necessarily out there when you're applying for jobs. So, you know, don't fool yourself into thinking that employers in this area don't look at LinkedIn. They absolutely do, and they might not get there by going to LinkedIn, but they might get there by Googling your name. So worthwhile to make sure that you've got it up to date.
Mm-hmm. And more reason to be cautious of what you're putting on your social profiles. Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. Steer clear of the drama.
Yes, I agree.
And then November 10th, we're going to have a veterans event. So
cool.
Stephen Young from the local veterans office will be here and to assist veterans with their job search and whatever they need and to... you know, go over any services, veteran services that are available to them. So we'll have that from, let's see, let me look at my time here, from 10 to noon on November 10th.
Okay.
And then in December, we've got someone coming in from the state police that will talk about fraud and cybersecurity.
Okay.
And we're still confirming that. And we're still kind of firming up our all of our events, and so we don't have a calendar out yet, but we'll have that out soon.
And they can stop by the office and pick up a calendar once they're published.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things we appreciate about our partnership with you guys is that on the ThumbNet website, our calendar gets updated as a regular part of that community calendar, too. So that's a great place to look for what we've got going on. And,
absolutely.
You know, and as Cheryl's talking about, you know, the state troopers coming in and talking about fraud and protecting your personal information, and some people might think, well, what's this got to do with jobs?
Everything.
You know what? Absolutely.
Everything.
It has everything to do with jobs. And sometimes I think people don't think about us at Michigan Works here in a more holistic way, that we're about jobs. We help employers. We help people get retrained and go back to work. But there's a whole human being that comes in our door, and they've got all the human issues and problems and challenges that we all do. And so what I really am so proud of with our offices, and in particular here in Bad Axe, is that they really listen to what the needs are of our customers that are coming in and look for our community resource partners to say, hey, you know what, we know some people that would really benefit from some better information, and setting up that opportunity. So, you know, don't think that, you know, that you got to necessarily be on the hunt tomorrow to take advantage of some of these resources. And certainly we welcome, you know, we want to make sure that for those resource partners that come in that we've got a nice full house. What I really love when Cheryl's talking about the banking and, you know, kind of a to be determined, we're going to be talking about banking, but, you know, we'll kind of see what that second topic is about. Well, sometimes what's great with our partners is that they're going to read the room and know and ask questions of what's going to benefit this group the most. And so, you know, they're able to facilitate a meeting in a way that's really beneficial to everybody who participates. So, you know, there's never a fee for our services or for our partners that are coming in the door to help us out with transferring this great information. So, you know, if it's not you that could use the help, I know somebody that has a brother, a sister, a cousin, or, you know, aunt or uncle that maybe could benefit from it. And so we really just love for people to help spread the word that this is available to them.
And one of the great things about it, and you brought it up, is you don't even have to be looking for a job to utilize the resources, because if you're prepared in advance, then you're not scrambling when you're in a position where you have to.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So it does help. And the banking services and state police, the fraud net, mm-hmm. what great things to help the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all need this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if let's say that you do make a transition into your next employer, you're taking all that knowledge and information with you everywhere you go. So, you know, all of these pieces are also just professional development and skill building in general. It never hurts if you're committed to learning things in life and wanting to know the latest on what's going on. You know, our service center here in Bad Axe is a great place to check in and see what we've got going on.
That's one of the things I like about your basics program. You do the Microsoft Word, Excel, things like that, because we use them every day.
Yes.
And sometimes we just need a refresher on how to use it properly.
Right.
So mm-hmm. that it benefits us and our employers.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. Well, heck, mm-hmm. you might even learn something about how to check yourself out better at a grocery store these days, you know? I mean, the technology is everywhere you go, and it's at the gas pump, I pulled up to get a coffee at the McDonald's, and they wanted to know if I had a code from my app, and I'm like, I don't even know that there is an app, but, you know, every technology is embedded in everything that we do.
And it is.
So, yeah, we definitely like to have resources available for people to help make that accessible, and, you know, and in the world of work and jobs and looking for jobs, I mean, that's at the forefront of what, you know, you need to have those skills in order to be able to, you know, be competitive in the marketplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know we've got some other things coming, but I've got to take a short break here. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors and your weather.
Good morning. Quiet weather expected today as a big ridge of high pressure remains anchored over the Ohio Valley. Our next approaching frontal boundary comes into play tomorrow with some developing shower activity. Drier air returns with cooler temperatures Friday. Sun will mix with some late day clouds, 70 to 74 this afternoon. Light west to southwest winds. Chance of precipitation 10%. Clouding up, low to mid 50s tonight. A light west to southwest breeze. Chance of rainfall 20%. Spotty showers, mid 60s tomorrow. Winds become northerly at 5 to 15. There's an 80% chance of rainfall. Becoming partly cloudy, middle to upper 40s tomorrow night. Partly sunny on Friday, low to mid 60s. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
The year was 1977 and the disco era was taking the country by storm thanks to Saturday Night Fever, and a 1977 Chevrolet Corvette was rolling off the assembly line fresh and hot, and that same Corvette is going to be given away this very summer thanks to WLEW and WHST and their annual summer car giveaway. It's that time of year again where we will be giving away 300 car keys to area listeners and participators in the contest, and one of those 300 keys will start the car that you'll be able to drive off the lot at the end of the summer when we do the official giveaway. You can register at area events throughout the summer or area businesses in the Thumb that have a collection bucket. And the best chance to win is to keep listening as we do contests on air on Cruise 102.1 FM, 94.1 FM WHST, and AM 1340 WLEW, the Thumb's hottest country music. So that's 300 keys, three ways to enter the competition, and only one winner of the 1977 Candy Apple Red Chevrolet Corvette. And if luck is on your side, you might be doing the electric slide right into the front seat of the 1977 Chevrolet Corvette. You must be 18 years of age or older to register. No purchase necessary.
Rain gutters do more than protect buildings' foundations from downpours. By channeling rainwater out and away from your home, gutters minimize the risk of floods in basements or damaged siding that can harm your landscaping. If you're in need of new 5 or 6 inch gutters or leaf guards, call Peruski Seamless Gutters of Ubley at 989-550-0606. Why wait? Call today. Peruski Seamless Gutters of Ubley, 989-550-0606.
This is Tina Seeley from your Farm Bureau Insurance Agency in downtown Elkton, welcoming you to the Autumn Fest this weekend throughout Elkton. I love this community, and I'm proud to serve Elkton and the Thumb area as your Farm Bureau agent. There are a lot of insurance options out there and a lot of places you can go for insurance, but we'll give you the personal, face-to-face service right here in your community. One agent, one company, one-to-one service. Call the Tina Seeley Agency today, backed by the integrity of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. And we hope to see you all at the Autumn Fest in Elkton this weekend.
Channel, we always show up for our farmers. Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
And we're back here at the What Do You Think program with Cheryl and Jesse from the GST Michigan Works. How are you?
Great.
Good. We've got more to go over.
Can you believe it? We always got something to talk about, I tell you. Mm-hmm. You could book us for an hour, Russ, and I'd jaw your ear off about what we got going on. But one of the coolest things that we do every year, and this is our fifth year doing it, is our My Career Quest event. And for those that aren't familiar, it's a hands-on career exploration event. We hold it at the largest venue in our six-county region at the Dort Event Center. Some might know it as the...
Home of the Firebirds.
Home of the Firebirds, mm-hmm. That's right. So we take up both sides. They put the covering over the ice on the arena side, and then we use the side that they typically do for graduations and such, and even outside of the building. And so we have four career quadrants that we focus on: advanced manufacturing and STEM occupations, health sciences, construction trades, and then an area that we call in demand, which fits, you know, like cap and tree services, consumers energy. We've had Dairy Farmers of America bring their milk hauler down. We partner with Mott Community College, and they have their mobile learning lab, and just all kinds of really great stuff. And so the whole focus of the event is that we have high school kids from across our six county region come in, and it's kind of like musical chairs, but with occupations. So we feed them down into these environments, and we don't really dictate where they go, except that they need to go to every quadrant just to have that experience, but they can pick what exhibits they go to. It's not really the kind of place where you're going to pick up a brochure. You're more likely to pick up a hammer or climb a wall or use a jackhammer and learn how to lay a brick. Or if you're over on the health sciences side, then, you might be doing a CPR or, you know, climbing in and out of an ambulance. We've had First Robotics there and some of our bigger manufacturers come and put on great exhibits as well. And so it's a big undertaking. We have about 3,000 students that attend every year in one big day. And we're so thankful for our sponsors and our supporters. The LEO, the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, gives us some seed funding to keep it going. But the rest of it is really all through sponsorships of employers who really want to connect with students and show them what careers are out there right here in our backyard. Because, you know, as we discussed earlier, it's, you know, as much as we're talking about talent attraction in Michigan, we're also talking about retention and wanting to keep people here and make sure that our kids know, you know, whether they're destined to go right to the workforce, or they're going to get a four-year degree, that, you know, there's opportunity here for them, and make sure that they know what that looks like and who to talk to and where to go when the time comes.
Yeah.
So that's one of our big things that we have going on. And along those lines, too, about talent retention, we're coming up on our next season of the Going Pro Talent Fund. So that's, you know, the opportunity for businesses to apply to get reimbursed for their training that they have. So it's a bit of a process to go through the application, but it's well worthwhile to connect with our business solutions representative here in Huron County. That's Deb Nowicki. She's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Deb is very, very skilled at helping the business kind of outline what trainings they're thinking about. You know, in many cases, they've already got their training plan. It's just a matter of identifying which ones would likely be approved in that application. So it's a pretty competitive process, but we're well experienced in helping people figure out how they, you know, where they're going to score and how we can help them to apply. That's through the LEO Talent Fund. So our information session that we have that's coming up is in September for the Thumb area. It's going to be in Marlette on September 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And so we've got that listed on our website. There's a registration form that you have to complete in order to attend. And so that information session is required as part of the Going Pro Talent Fund, because we want to make sure that people know exactly what they're getting into and what that scoring criteria looks like.
And that's September 29th?
September 29th.
From what time to what time?
From 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that's at our Marlette location, 3270 Wilson Street, which is kind of central for all of our Thumb counties.
Okay.
And then, you know, barring that, if that's not a date and time that works, I know that Deb will do individual meetings and consultations with those info sessions so we don't miss anybody.
Mm-hmm. And when's the event at the Dort?
The Dort Event Center, the My Career Quest event is October 22nd. And so that's closed to the public because we've got students there. But if there's businesses that want to exhibit, absolutely give me a call. My number is at the Marlette office, 989-635-3561. And they'll rush you right over to me. Just dial 0.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We got good stuff happening, Russ.
You do.
Lots of jobs on our jobs board in the office.
Do you have anything else coming up that we should be aware of?
I think that's pretty much our full schedule. Yeah. We always have those basic computer trainings that are going on. Mm-hmm. I will share one also success story and bit of good news. We just had the gathering place. We had a job fair there with 8 employers.
I was going to ask how that went.
31 mm-hmm. people showed.
Good.
Which is fantastic. And lots of connections made. So hopefully the next time we talk, we can talk about how many of them got hired. We'd love to know that. But, great, great turnout for our employers. And, you know, sometimes those job fairs are hit or miss. You know, we don't like to get everybody's hopes up and bring everyone together to have, you know, one or two people show up.
Right.
But, I mean, the Gathering Place is a great partner for us. Our building isn't big enough to do that size of a job fair internally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just another way. One of the great things about being here in Bad Axe is we always have a partner that is willing to connect with us and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how did the resume class go beforehand to prepare for it?
It went well. I don't remember how many I had, 4 or 5.
Okay.
It went really well.
Good.
So, people were able to work on their resume. They got a lot of information. When I do those, I give them a lot of handouts, and we touch on some of the other topics, but I have other workshops for the other topics. But resumes is so critical, and that's something that we have as a constant flow coming into our center. So we do those workshops and schedule those periodically. But if someone needs help with a resume, they're welcome to come in. We have books of templates. I have done resumes for people, although my schedule doesn't allow me to do resumes for everybody. But we can put them on the computer. We can guide them through it. You know, like I said, we can give them templates to get them started. And you know, they can get that done. But it amazes me how many people come in, and the first thing I will ask somebody when they come in and they say, I need a job. Can you help me find a job? I'll ask them, do you have a resume? So many people still say no, or, well, I used to a long time ago. And so we're constantly working on those. And, you know, and then unemployment. You know, we have people, now unemployment is a whole different bird, but it's a different animal, but, and we don't speak for the unemployment agency, but we can help them on the computer. We can, if they have any issues with unemployment, we can put them on the phone. They can get through quicker, with less wait time to unemployment. I had a guy just Monday that, he had an issue. He had to talk to unemployment directly, and he just kind of whispered to me. I was standing there to make sure he could get through. And he said, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here, you know, so we hear that
holding your hand through it.
We try not to do that too much. We try to give them their independence and try to help them be independent. But we're here to help. And so when people are struggling, and like Jesse said, we're all human beings. And so people come in with all kinds of issues. And so so we're here to help. And and it's nice to hear that. I even called my brother after work, and I said, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just nice to hear that we are actually helping people. We're doing our job. We're doing it well. We work hard. And you know, we enjoy working with people. We have people that that we know by name. It's like, oh, hey, hello, you know, and so, you know, it's all family.
Well,
so,
you know, and that's what I like to think too, like all of our folks are coaches, right? We might have had different names over the years, career counselors, employment services, whatever. I like the term career coach because, you know, like, you know what a coach does. They're there in your corner, right? They're cheering for you to win. And sometimes they're also reflecting back areas that you could use to improve.
Yep.
And, you know, but our aim is to help you be a better you. And we're going to be right there alongside you. But also we're going to show you how you can get it done. And, you know, there's been plenty of times. I have been with Michigan Works for 15 years next month. And I couldn't tell you the number of times I see somebody come in that I remember from 4 years ago, 10 years ago. And they'll say, hey, remember when you did that resume for me? Do you still have it on your computer? You know, and you can also lovingly say, you know, that's your responsibility, but let me help you.
Right.
I'm still here for you. We're going to figure this out together.
I just did that this morning. It's like, yeah, I think I've got his resume.
Right. But, so, you know, yeah. I mean, that's what it is. And at the end of the day, we all live in the communities that we serve. And so that's our neighbor.
Right.
You know, and so we're in it to just make sure that we can help coach you along into whatever it is that you want to do next. You know, it's not really about what we want. It's listening and understanding what the need is and what resources we can apply. And sometimes that's us, and sometimes it's one of our partner organizations too.
And I'll tell you, it's really hard to point out one thing you guys do that's important.
Yeah.
Because it starts at the beginning and goes to the end.
Right.
You know,
the
basics classes, somebody not sure what to do. You've got the VR now, which is awesome. Great new resource.
Yeah.
The resume building to lead to these job fairs, and now the LinkedIn
interview
course.
Prep.
Yeah.
And the state police, Bayport State Bank, and them coming in and educating.
Yeah.
What great resources, and all of it's free.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we like to say it's prepaid. You paid for this with your taxpayer dollars.
Absolutely.
You know, and we continue to hopefully, knock on wood, you know, get that support that we need to keep on you know, offering these services. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, it's job training and short-term training. I'm not interested. It's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I often joke that, you know, if we had a motto or a catchphrase, it would be, I didn't know you guys do that there, you know. and a lot of times we don't even know we do that there, but we're mm-hmm. committed to figuring it out. You know, there's mm-hmm. plenty of times we call each other and say, do you know who does such and such to help so-and-so? And, you know, there's just a great, you know, we can sometimes be the 411 of the community where somebody comes in and we might not do it, but we typically know who does and can help make that intro.
Well, the other thing is too, you know, we're looking to bring in experts in their fields,
yes.
That can help our customer base, and they do it for free. And then between us girls at the office, there's 70 years, I'm estimating here, 70 years of expertise, of experience that we can offer our community. And so sometimes we get people that they don't need any help. They're okay. They just need a computer. Other times we've got people that are like, okay, how do I do this? I've got an interview coming up next week. What do I do? You know? So, you know, but there is, you know, there is a powerful group with experience. Now I'm the newbie. I've been here not as long as the other girls, but just, enormous experience and expertise.
We'll just say on behalf of Mercy and Angel, they started when they were 12. So that 70 years of experience, you know.
Yeah, we're right, not anywhere right. near that.
They're still just young and young at heart as they've ever been, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, now you're not going to find a wrong door if you come to our office.
Mm-mm. No, and that's the nice thing. They're right here in Bad Axe, right next to the MSU Extension Office,
yeah.
the railroad mm-hmm. tracks.
Got that newly
the
paved
newest
parking
spire.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so you're in a great location, and I think mm-hmm. people pass by it and never pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've never been there, stop in. You'll be amazed at not only the resources they provide that way, but the applications they have on hand, the computer access, the things like that that you can go in and utilize.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Awesome experience.
Yes.
And what a great way to help the community.
Yeah.
So
we're proud to do it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Is there anything else you've got?
I don't think so. Anything else that might come up in the meantime, we'll definitely mm-hmm. have on that calendar.
Absolutely.
Pop in our office
yeah.
or hop on the ThumbNet and see what's mm-hmm. going on, and we'll keep it updated.
You can always go to our website, gstmiworks.org. And there's a whole lot of resources there. And then there's the events. If you click on the events tab, and then you can click on your county.
Yep.
And for those that live on the outskirts of the county, click on two counties
yeah.
or whatever,
yeah.
you know. So region-wide, we have events that that help the community. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And we're all about community. We're in a small town, you know. But here in the Thumb, we want to make sure everybody's got access to the resources they need. And I'm excited. Mm-hmm. 211 or thumbcares.org
yeah, yeah.
is mm-hmm. coming in next month
oh, great.
To talk about the resources that they put people in contact with
Good.
As well. So
Fantastic.
You're not going to want to miss that. So
That's
stay
important.
Tuned for the What Do You Think program. And when they come in, we'll help you out even more. It's been great having you here today.
Great chatting with you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
And that's it for this episode of What Do You Think? And stay tuned for your regular programming coming up right now.